What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Block Hash Podcast. Here's a quick message from our sponsors, Pika Crypto and BNFT. Pika is revolutionizing the intersection of NFTs and gaming through their Pika trading card game, Elders of Kai. The TCG will be both digital, physical, and Web3 integrated, allowing...
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Players and gamers to play and compete in various formats. Whether you are a newbie or a pro gamer, there's a spot for you in Pika's ecosystem. Learn more about Pika and Elders of Kai on their website and social media pages. Join the Pika community on Telegram to keep up with the latest developments. BNFT is a groundbreaking platform that combines the unstoppable force of blockchain technology and the limitless potential of artificial intelligence, AI, to revolutionize personalized learning and earning experiences. BNFT leverages AI to create immersive educational environments for collaboration and utilizes DeFi to transcend traditional e-learning experiences. You can also earn exclusive certificates and showcase your achievements with unique NFTs. Learn more by going to bnft.solutions and their social media channels. All links are in the description below for both Pika and BNFT. Enjoy the episode, guys. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Block Hash Exploring the Blockchain, episode 344. Today with Nathan Minsberg, the Metaverse lead for BNV, Brand New Vision, here to talk about this really cool intersection between the fashion industry and the Metaverse and where that can really take us going into the future and the importance of it and everything that they're working on. Nathan, welcome to the show, man. Super excited to have you today.
Thank you for having me, Brandon. Very excited to talk to you about all things fashion and metaverse, and let's kick things off.
Likewise, this will be fun. Before we do, tell us a bit more about yourself, your background, your life. Like, what have you done prior to BNV in tech, blockchain, metaverse? What's your story?
So my story is actually, I think, like a lot of people in Web3, from a very different space. So I've come from the world of film and TV and news production. So I've done everything from, production coordinator on Netflix shows to even creating the first 360-degree YouTube video with a team in England. Yeah, so we worked with a YouTuber who was building an underground bunker for a promotional stunt for a TV show. And we basically rigged together like 10 or 15 GoPros with sort of rubber bands and created the first 360 camera. My background's very, very varied in the world of media and communication, from advertising and PR, but mostly creative creation and news correspondence and production as well.
That's awesome. Now, I remember the GoPros. I remember going to CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas, like back in 2015, 2016, like when like 360 video was like becoming a thing, and they had these GoPros like all like kind of taped together in this rig. Right. And then they started to come out with the 360 cameras. Are those like still a thing? Like, I don't see them anymore.
GoPros are almost like the Blackberries of the world of filmmaking. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they were a great idea, but something that had to be between phases. The whole look of the fisheye, I think it was quite a fad, if you will. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, technology is so much better. You need one camera for a full 360. There's no need to stitch together multiple angles.
You see it a lot in sports now, like motorbikes and racing and cars and stuff. And it's really cool because you can kind of like be kind of present and you can look around and see everything that's going on. I've seen some really cool like films put together and whatnot.
And with a parkour artist running around, mm-hmm. jumping off buildings with a 360 camera. I mean, it's pretty incredible what you can achieve alone as a content maker these days.
Yeah, the parkour stuff gives me anxiety. You never know if he's going to actually make it or not. So how did that transition for you into fashion and in the metaverse? Was there something that kind of caught your eye there and you're like, oh, there's an opportunity?
So, I mean, I've always been interested in all things design and fashion. And, you know, I grew up as in a French household, if you will. So fashion and culture was very much at the forefront. Where I sort of transitioned into the world of Web3 was, I think, like a lot of people during COVID, productions, film and TV productions were sort of set on the back end. And I got very, very much interested in what the possibilities of creating content from home, at home, alone could be, and sort of entered the world of crypto and the metaverse. And it sort of was a logical step when I met the BNV team, Richard Hobbs and Daniel Lin, our CEO and CPOs, to sort of, you know, figure out what it means to take storytelling and narrative that I was so used to doing in two dimensions and pushing it into a three-dimensional virtual space. So what does it mean to actually gamify a narrative and allow for the user to become an interactive player? And what does that mean then once the narrative actually becomes part of a game and a quest and there's missions? And then, I mean, the whole incredible side of fashion in the metaverse is that, you know, fashion is a digital asset that you can wear on you as a player. And that can give you superpowers. It can give you entrance into specific places. It can give you limited edition access. And then when you switch that into a world of digital creation, then how do you take a player out of the metaverse and back into the physical world and basically connect a bridge between the two?
And no, so it's very
in my mind, and I was like, okay, I got to go explore this side of the world. Yeah.
Yeah. That stuff is very fascinating to me. And the metaverse has been something that has really popped off in the last few years. I used to dink around and play with Altspace and Meta's Oculus, you know, type of playground with Crypto Voxels, Decentraland, a little bit in Sandbox. You know, they all got like their own takes and everything. But like fashion has always been like something that seems to be really like appealing, like a big question for a lot of people. Like if I'm in the virtual world, you know, can I take my Jordans with me? Can I wear some cool shoes? Can I bring my wardrobe, or can I create something of my own and, you know, express it there? So I think this is a really good,
for me, fashion, you know, for me and what we're trying to push at BNV Brand New Vision is really that fashion is everything. Mm-hmm. It's self-expression, it's identity, but it's also a multitude of other industries. It's sports, it's health, it's beauty, it's culture, it's cinema, it's music. So there's a lot of ways to interact with fashion, garments. And when you use the word wearability instead of fashion, then you sort of expand what it means. What does it mean to be able to wear something that defines you and allows you to express yourself, but also connects you with other people and allows you to gain access to incredible experiences?
Absolutely. Let's expand upon that a little bit. How does it allow you to express more that fashion sense or that accessibility sense when you're going into the metaverse and, you know, when you're creating these things? Like, what can you express? Can you express movies through it? Can you express thoughts through it? Can you express your personality or what you like? How does that change fashion?
Yeah, so we come from a world where we're very much used to receiving fashion. Mm-hmm. There is a top-down designer brand creation that then moves into distribution, and then it gets sold, whether it's online or in store in IRL locations. But once the consumer actually interacts with that fashion, there isn't really a way back for them to say, actually, I would have preferred it to be something else or look differently. Mm-hmm. Except, you know, the classic taking garments and modifying them like people have done over many, many years, whether it's cutting your t-shirt or cutting your jeans or scribbling something onto your sneakers. But the beauty of digital fashion is that it allows you to take that part into a much more expansive world. So you can, you know, work together, co-creation between designers and brands and users and buyers, and really allowing for that community built fashion that basically also is a lot easier to sell back to the consumer because they've been part of the emotional process of creating it.
Are you guys in the middle of doing this like right now? Does it already exist? Like, do you have a world, a metaverse where people go and they start doing this?
Yeah. So BNV, Brand New Vision, we started as a creator of digital wearables with big high-end brands like Tommy Hilfiger and Coach and Diane von Furstenberg. We had a marketplace, but very quickly over the last 18 months, we really realized that we needed to build our own virtual base or metaverse, if you will. We have land in Decentraland and Sandbox, High Street, Life Beyond. We work with these different metaverse worlds and we partner with them, but there wasn't really anywhere that allowed for a high resolution concentration on the garments themselves. And so we build BNV World, which is currently in the process of being launched firstly to our community members and members of the press and the world of fashion. And then later on, over the next few months, to the greater public. The idea of BNV World is that you really have a safe, inclusive, and expansive space to figure out what it means to interact with fashion and create fashion. So we have a station called the Me ID Station. Mm-hmm. It's our own avatar creation, wearable styling, trying on and modification base, if you will. And we've actually introduced, thanks to everything that's happened over the last 6 months, we've introduced a text-to-image AI modification tools that allows you to really play around with changing and switching with the patterns and look and feel of the garments that you buy with us.
Interesting. Yeah, tell me more about how Me ID Station works. Is it something where you just go into like the website or a browser or a plugin, and then you can kind of tweak everything from there? You can input your thoughts into text and then it like transforms it for you? Or like how customizable is this?
Me ID Station and BNV World in general is, I think, one of the most open metaverses and accessible ones, if you will, because we're a web browser-based, mobile-based metaverse, so there's nothing that you need to download. You don't necessarily have to connect to a wallet to enter. You can enter as a guest, and then to sort of have the full experience, you do connect with a wallet. But the idea is that you sort of enter the Me ID Station, and immediately you're brought into this sort of room, if you will, with a mannequin humanoid genderless avatar that you can build from scratch and decide, you know, what are they going to wear, from sneakers to trousers and shirts and caps and glasses, mm-hmm. but also how am I going to use text to image stable diffusion to modify these garments to make them even more personal and even more, if you will, part of my creative process. The secondary layer behind this is that once you've created or modified something, you can also earn. So you can resell it outwards to your community members. You can wear it and earn back, because the brand will basically return money to you through a royalty system. So there's a lot of ways to earn, whether it's playing, wearing, lending to other people, or crafting specific styles that you can then share out into the community.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question is, let's say I create a really cool t-shirt and I want to do more than just wear it. Like,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is it represented as like an NFT? Like, where could it be sold? Where could it be traded? Where could you put it up for people to view? What are all the functionality aspects of it?
So there's two sides to the question you've asked. First of all, BNV World and the Me ID Station allows for other collections, PFP collections, and even NFT art to be onboarded into the world. Mm-hmm. And so you could essentially wear your artwork as a cape pattern or as a hat pattern, or you could place your Bored Ape, CryptoPunk, Doodles onto mm-hmm. the BNV helmet mm-hmm. and give your two-dimensional face PFP a full body experience. So that's the first part. The second part is, once you've modified and created a wearable within the station, you can then take it outwards interoperably. Right now, we have an incredible team of 3D designers and metaverse tailors that work incredibly hard to use different tools like Blender and Unreal Engine, Maya, Photoshop, whatnot, to recreate high resolution wearables into various different aesthetics, whether it's voxelated for sandbox, lower res for Decentraland, higher res for Life Beyond, Ready Player Me within High Street. And that is a very sort of time-consuming and hard labor process. But through and thanks to everything that's happening exponentially with AI, we believe that we don't just believe, but we're researching and testing out methods that allow you to take instantly sort of a pattern into different worlds.
I like the idea of the metaverse tailor. That has a nice ring to it. I imagine a lot of professions, you know, could potentially come out of this if people get really skilled at developing out, or could be able to just create different kinds of fashion in this sense for the metaverse.
All of our metaverse tailors, you know, we say that Brand New Vision is a fashion company first and foremost. Mm-hmm. We have 30 years of experience between our senior leadership, whether it's working in denim or sneakers. And we have a great network of fashion creators, but most importantly, the designers and the metaverse tailors all come from a fashion background. So they've been to fashion school. They understand the intricacy of tailoring and stitching and patterns and fabrics and the feel of physicality of garments. And so we really bring that into the metaverse. We want you to really feel like, you know, the dress is moving and flowing with the wind as you're running across a metaverse experience.
So what can you do in B&V world? Is it just a place where you can create, you know, your fashion, or could you do like a runway show? Could you do like some type of gallery? Could you have a networking event and talk about fashion? Like what are some potential aspects maybe that you have now or that you're thinking of applying at some point?
Again, B&V is an, you know, we take that open metaverse collaborative approach to Web3. Mm-hmm. And we are invested by Animoca Brands, and we sort of really believe in that theory that Yatsu pushes along, that you know, it's about working with others and partnering with others to offer the most 360 exciting experience. So we partner with emotes and movement companies like Kinetics and Dance Fight to offer the ability for people to record dance moves or purchase dance moves from their favorite, not only dancers, but also celebrities and sports celebratory goal moves, if nice. You will. So you can sort of play around with that within B&V World. You can also play around with music. We've partnered with Pixelinks and sort of understanding what it means to import your music NFTs into the world and have your wearables not only be visual, but also audio based. B&V World, excitingly, unlike any other world, is an infinite loop. It's a round wheel, so not a flat-based metaverse. And this means that you're constantly, if you will, you see the whole world. You see the different pavilions and experiences. And it also gives a sense of motion. And if you will, you know, we call that infinite loop the infinite runway. Mm-hmm. So like you said, there's plenty of possibilities to create fashion shows, fashion exhibitions, showrooms, pavilions, showcasing 3D garments, but also hosting AMAs for community members and fashion industry experts.
Nice. Well, when you create things like this, usually you allow innovation to flourish in very interesting ways. Like you might see new takes on what clothing could be or look like, or, you know, different takes on the shirt or the, or pants or the dress or the hat. Have you seen anything like really that you find really cool and interesting that's been created within the community, maybe that's like very different than maybe what you'd expect fashion to be?
Yeah, I think what's incredible about digital fashion is that there is no limit. First of all, you're not bogged down by a brand or a conglomerate or an industry that tells you what you have to create. You can create what you want, and you can either wear it for your own excitement or you can sell it on a marketplace. And that's the beauty of decentralized networks. The second thing is that there's an incredible ability within our community specifically to redefine, I guess, what is style and what are the trends of now, and combining between the world of gaming and the world of fashion. So we call it geek chic sometimes. We have a collection of headsets called Visionaries. And the Visionaries are our, if you will, in-house membership tokens that we have built out with various different communities, whether they're Web2 or Web3 communities. And we've created personalized helmet, headset, eyewear, if you will, that sort of transcends the current style of eyewear that you see in the world of fashion, but actually, funnily enough, is sort of resembling what is starting to come out of digital fashion through text-to-image AI on Midjourney. And you're seeing a lot more, if you will, gamified, complex structures for eyewear and headwear.
That's really, really cool. Is there any instance maybe where these designs virtually might be able to transition into the physical world, potentially like something we could really wear today?
Definitely. We fully believe in what people are calling phygital, or what we like to call metaphysical, mm-hmm. this connection between the digital world and the physical world. And nothing can achieve that more obviously, if you will, than garments and fashion. So the idea of placing NFC chips in physical t-shirts and sneakers to allow for a connection with your NFT and a whole digital database, if you will, or creating 3D printed merchandise out of the wearables that you've created within the MeID station. And all of this, you know, being part of our Fash ecosystem. So Fash is our token, short for fashion. And you would basically be able to earn and spend Fash within the BNV ecosystem, not only to gain access to wearables and experiences, but also, like you mentioned, to then be able to transport that back out into the physical world.
Very interesting. Do you want to keep BNV like a place that's just very empowering for creators to develop and create anything they want in regards to fashion? Or do you also want to invite in some major brands like Tommy Hilfiger, Ralph Lauren, maybe to come in and do some collaborations with artists and maybe help spark that creativity even more? Like, do you want to go that direction?
Yeah. And I think the beauty is that there's no need to choose. So there's two sides of what we do. The one side is allowing for user-generated content or creation of 3D wearables and garments. And that can be done autonomously for them within the station in the world. But just as much, you know, we are very much still part of the fashion industry, and we believe in the fashion industry. And so, like previous projects where we've worked with the CFDA, the Council of Fashion Designers of America, where we've worked with some of the biggest designers like Vivienne Tam and Coach and Michael Kors, Carolina Herrera, Tommy Hilfiger as well. That is opportunities for us to show that co-creation can be harmonious and successful, that brands can offer their DNA and their identity, which are so recognizable and loved, whether it's a logo or a pattern or the form of a sneaker, but to basically allow for the user to also be part of that process. How much depends on the project, you know, whether it's full co-creation or co-creation beyond the initial stage, but that idea of bringing together the high-end exclusive VIP haute couture brands with the everyday consumer, I think is what we're striving and succeeding at doing.
What's your opinion on how maybe this could transition into something that allows creators to really earn some kind of residual or passive income through creating fashion virtually for the metaverse, whether it's transferable or into the real world or strictly within BNV? You know, what are some potential revenue streams you could see like developing out of that? We talked a little bit about, you know, NFTs and stuff like that, maybe some incorporations there. Are there other pathways maybe where people can explore their creativity and create fashion, but maybe create some kind of economy, a virtual economy around fashion?
Yeah. So Brand New Vision has been working. We've got a white paper that's launched, but we've been working with various tokenization teams to build this very extensive digital fashion financial ecosystem. The idea is that you're not just passively liking people's selfies on a feed like in Web2. Mm-hmm. You are creating and you are tipping. We're calling it tipping Fash. You're tipping your friends, your community members, but also brands, and BNV itself can also tip back. And so the idea of royalties is something that we've not forgotten. I know it's something that a lot of marketplaces with the bear market have sort of relinquished, but it's something that we avidly believe in. And if we're going to build a community of creators for creators, then they need to trust in us that we're going to continuously allow for a royalty stream to flow across the whole network. So if you're creating a garment and you want to wear it to enter an exclusive brand experience in the metaverse, then that's one way of earning through social experiences or gamified experience. If you want to earn financially, then you know you can also monetize by offering to lend or sell out into the community the garments that you've created, or craft styling tutorials and styling outfits that you can then show across BNV World on what we're calling a vision feed. So the vision feed is our Web3 expansion of what previous social media feeds were. This is more viewing of avatars and wearables and being able to instantly click to see how it looks in AR filters, or purchase the NFT, or then modify it, and allowing for this constant stream of creativity to basically fuel an economy. And I think it's, you know, for the first time in history, creativity can earn you money in the same way that that working a 9-to-5 job has in the past.
Absolutely. And I've seen so many statistics on the creator economy and where that's going to be in, you know, 4, 5, 6 years. And it's tremendous. As more people go online and digital and virtual, the money will start to really flow there. And I think it's, you know, very important to have a place where fashion creators, or if you didn't even know that you were a fashion creator, but now you are, you know, have the ability to, you know, make some kind of income and make some kind of living eventually through this. Cause I think it will be huge if, you know, if most of us are interacting in the metaverse, whether it's for work, whether it's in our personal life, whether you're going to a ball game, whether you're meeting up, having a virtual drink with a friend, you know, fashion is always going to be there. So yeah, having some kind of economy around that is really fascinating.
I think what's really important, and we strive to do this at Brand New Vision, is also curating and making sure that there isn't a dilution of high quality content, but also high quality fashion. So there is an understanding that we're allowing for this autonomous creation system, but we're also allowing for a community led by fashion experts to also decide through competitions and games and activities, but also discussions and forums, what really is the right product to release, launch, turn into a collection, allow for a 3D printed version or whatnot.
Got it. Want to ask you a high level question too. Stepping back and looking at the entire metaverse industry, or just the metaverse just in general, and where that's going. Obviously, we've come a long ways in a very short period of time. You got Meta with Oculus, who's probably made it very accessible to retail more than anybody else. You have Apple now coming out with their Vision headset. And, you know, I'm sure a bunch of other companies will come out very quickly with VR, mixed reality, AR, you know, different ways to incorporate a lot of probably what you do. How do you see the metaverse kind of evolving out from here, and maybe how BNV continues to fit into that as it evolves?
The beauty of the hype, if you will, of the last 2 years of NFTs and metaverse sort of slowing down and reality setting in, is that there isn't a metaverse, a singular immersive virtual space. This isn't Ready Player One. There is VR, AR, if you will, now with ProVision, there's also like a panoramic spatial computing, which is what Apple is calling. But there are multiple opportunities. There's even physical holograms. The metaverse is just, I think, more of a philosophy concept. It's a way of interacting with the consumer beyond just a flat two-dimensional advert where they just view and then absorb information. The metaverse is basically an interactive space that connects between the digital and the physical and allows for users to engage with any form. You know, it can be medicine and academia, or it can be music and cinema. And the beauty is that in any one of those four verticals, fashion exists. If you walk into a seminar at a virtual university, your avatar is still going to need to dress up and look a certain way. And that's up to you, or, you know, the next generation, which I believe will find a lot more importance in their virtual identities, to decide what it is, what kind of character and persona do I want to put out there in this virtual space? Do I want to be the identical me, or do I want to be an alternate version of myself?
Absolutely. I think that's very well put. What's next for Brand New Vision? What are your plans for 2023 and beyond into the near future?
Brand New Vision is on a super exciting path right now. As I said, last week at NFC in Lisbon at the Non-Fungible Conference, we launched our Metaverse World, BNV World, to the public. We sort of showcased for the first time visuals of that world. And we are now in the process of finalizing and launching the Mi ID station, our avatar and wearable creation and modification station, which will allow people and brands to really interact with fashion on a much more intimate level. And where we're taking it from here is that we're really expanding our onboarding and our community collaborations. So we're creating more and more wearables in collaboration with big fashion brands, but also with Web3 communities. And we hope to do a lot more of that. We're expanding on all things augmented reality, AR filters, but also physical events that showcase the virtual in an exciting way, whether it's immersive wall projections or VR experiences.
Very cool. Where can people go to learn more about BNV? Where can they go if they want to test this out? They want to jump into the BNV world? They want to create some fashion? Where would you direct them?
So head over to bnv.me. That's bnv.me. And you can find all the latest information on us. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn. And definitely get in touch if you're a community, a Web3 community, or if you're a creator and you want to learn more about what we do. We have some really, really exciting wearables and collections at the minute that you can sort of mint in and be part of this gigantic ecosystem that we're building that is only expanding and expanding. And I really think that this next 12 months is sort of where digital fashion takes over the world and becomes sort of a mass market experience.
100% agree. Do you guys have a community as well on Telegram, Discord, Reddit, elsewhere?
Yes. So we have a very lively and buzzing Discord. We have a great Twitter presence as well. So BNV_ME on Twitter and BNV.me on Instagram. And our Discord, you can click in through BNV.me, the website.
Awesome. Nathan, thank you for taking the time to come on today. This has been a really good episode. I've learned a lot about how fashion can really apply to new technologies like the metaverse and, you know, what can be created out of it. So thank you for taking the time to share everything that you guys are doing at BNV.
Thank you very much, Brandon. I appreciate it.